Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us today. My name is Joe Larigo. I'm an Erie County legislator. I'm joined here today by Assemblyman Eric Bowen and Jason Havens and Dave Johnson of Rusty Nickel Brewing Company to talk about some changes that have been proposed in New York state law. A couple of weeks ago at the county legislature, we passed a resolution unanimously opposing the changes and saying that some of those changes to the state law need to be further modified in order to help out the craft brewing industry, which has been such a huge part of Western New York's resurgence over the past couple of years. For those that don't know, some of the changes involved would require craft brewing companies, wineries, distilleries, cider organizations to charge sales tax on samples after 5 5-ounce samples for beer and cider, and I'm not sure what it is for wine, but also to charge sales tax after a small number of samples, which would make it very difficult for the breweries and wineries to keep track, and just, you know, basically another level of difficulty for small businesses. Another one of the proposed changes in the law would make it illegal for anyone under the age of 21, from 18 to 21, to handle or serve alcoholic beverages. That's a problem because a lot of the people that work in these craft breweries and distilleries are in the 18 to 21 year old range. And also there are people that are going to school to learn how to become brewers themselves that have to do internships where they would come into contact with alcoholic beverages. And if the law were to change as is, those people would not be able to work in their chosen field or get that experience until they're 21 years old. So it creates a number of different problems. And, you know, we're here standing here with Assemblyman Eric Bowen to basically say the state level needs to, you know, recognize these hardships that they're being placed on small businesses and do something to change it. So with that, I want to introduce Jason Havens and Dave Johnson. They can give you a little more specifics on what's going on with them right now and how it would affect their business. And then we'll turn it over to Assemblyman Bowen to talk about what he's going to do with the state. Thank you.
Hi, Dave Johnson from Rusty Nickel Brewing. The bill as it is proposed right now makes it a little bit onerous on small businesses such as ours in that, as Joe was saying, it restricts who we can hire, who can actually handle and touch product in this building. It's very important sometimes when he mentioned the internship program that we have the ability to fulfill the internship requirements of the local schools who have recently promoted their brewing programs, so we like to support them. They wouldn't be able to, the way it's written currently, touch any product that is in an open container, like a fermenter, until after they've graduated, but of course they need their internship hours before they graduate. So I don't think this was thought through when the bill was proposed. Also, the restriction for the tasting room side, having the age restriction go from 21 down to 18, it just doesn't make any sense. There's really no justification for it. The system wasn't broken before. On the other side of what the bill proposes, it proposes that that the first set of samples, an example of a flight of beer, be tax-free for one person. So it'd be 5 5-ounce samples to one individual in one calendar day. That's the way it's written currently, and then taxable thereafter. I don't even know how a small business like this would even track such a thing. I feel that their heart was in the right place, but somehow missed the mark on what they were trying to accomplish.
I want to thank our Erie County legislator, Joe Larigo, for having me here today, and the owners of Rusty Nickel Brewing Company for having me here today. I was elected in April to the New York State Assembly, and what I've seen is a lot of bills have been pushed through without a lot of thought. This is a great bill that the Erie County legislator did on a bipartisan approach. I look forward to working with legislator Larigo and bringing his thoughts, small business owners' thoughts, back to Albany and working with fellow members of the legislature. This needs to be changed because it only puts further restrictions on small business, and they do not need that at this time. So thank you.
One other thing I'd like to add before we conclude and we'll take questions is, as the law is currently written, it could also affect regular restaurants and bars that currently serve alcohol and might have bartenders or waitresses that might be between the ages of 18 and 21. Assemblymember Brian Kolb had said that that wasn't the intention, but if you look at the specific language of the law, that isn't really clear, and it could be read to be, you know, could be interpreted that way. So clearly they know that there are some changes that need to be made. We're basically standing here to say, look, before the governor signs this bill, let's, you know, get rid of it as it currently stands, make the necessary changes, and work together with these breweries, wineries, and small businesses to do something that, you know, benefits everybody. With that, anybody have any questions?
What's the benefit for the state in raising that age from 18 to 21?
You guys have any insight?
We do not see any reason or justification for raising the age to 21. Again, I think this was well intended, but has unintended consequences that will really have an impact on not only the industries, but also the individuals looking for employment. There's quite a bit of individuals who are between the ages of 18 and 21 who are going through education to be in the industries or to work in the service industry, which again is not clear in the language as it's currently written.
Who here would be affected by that?
We actually have interns that come through that will not have the ability to do their internship hours prior to their graduation, which would further delay their employment opportunities. That's quite a few people. We also would then not be able to hire temporary help over the summers for a lot of our bigger projects or bigger work that comes through that are individuals who are in college that are looking for summer work. They would be, you know, unable to work for us. So quite a few of the individuals that we look for over the course of the entire year would not be available to us, which would make further restrictions on our employment opportunities for good employees to come and work for us. And also for interns who are looking to get, advance their careers.
And that's anyone handling
alcohol? As written, yes. Anybody who touches alcohol in any way on the brewing side of the production side of the business or on the service side of the service side of the business.
So, but, you know, pick up a beer at the bar and deliver it to her.
Yes, you cannot do that.
That would not, the way that it's written, the language, the way that it's written, that would not allow.
If it were changed to just address bartenders, would that be okay?
I don't understand the justification for it at all.
There's never been an issue with 18-year-olds serving alcohol. We're regularly monitored. We have vast amounts of training that are available to staff that are serving alcohol. Tips training, for example, to teach them the proper way of service. That hasn't led to issues. Restricting the age only hurts the bars and the restaurants. And the breweries and the wineries and everybody else in the industry on this side of the service side.
Right. I mean, as we said, it's another example of, you know, the state being somewhat out of touch with what's going on with real small businesses throughout New York State. And, you know, it's great to dictate from on high that we're going to all of a sudden raise the age for bartenders or servers from 18 to 21, but that has real life consequences that need to be addressed and really makes it more difficult on business owners, on management, to find people to come in and work and help. I mean, we're trying to encourage people into the workforce, not, you know, prevent them from, you know, working to earn some money for themselves, whether they're students or otherwise.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.